You're such an asshole.
Boy, you guys are lucky to have... You are lucky to have me. So lucky to have me to give you this wisdom and advice, but I have to make a... have to confess something. I did not come up with this idea. Once again, driving around, tuning into the podcast with Rollo and Troy Francis, and then the mind wanders. And I remembered, what's his name? Fred Freeman Sowell. This is his idea. It wasn't his idea, but his experience, because he ended up getting a master's degree. I won't say what, but it was a legitimate field, one that made money. And he was telling me that once he updated his education information on his dating profiles, I think maybe he had multiple dating profiles, from a bachelor's degree to a master's, boom. Very noticeable jump in the number of women. Of course. No. Anyway, of course, I knew that was good. I knew it. I just, because nobody can make a decision without me. Apparently I'm the epicenter. No one else has agency. So Fred said, hey, I noticed this like 33% jump in the number of gals that no one listens. Nobody listens. No one listens. I swear to God. If y'all want me to make your decisions for you, pay me all your money, because you're just a robot then. God, am I going to get another call? Do I have to finish this up quickly? Anyway, so Fred legitimately got his degree. He does have a master's degree, but then it dawned on me, like, how the heck are they going to tell? And here's what's great about those of us who major in the real things in the real world. You can even say this about the social sciences and the liberal arts. Anyone with a bachelor's degree, anyone, you don't even have to have a degree. If you're just well-researched in an area, guys, easy thing, cost you nothing. Boom, y'all got master's degrees. Right now, Atham, even though he's still studying and get his chemical engineering degree, he could go ahead and claim he has a master's degree in chemical engineering. I could certainly claim I have a master's degree in that. Heck, I could claim I have a PhD if I wanted to. Matter of fact, all you liberal arts peoples might as well make yourself PhDs. Matter of fact, any of you with something hard or difficult, might as well say you have a PhD in finance. You want to know why? Because the vast majority of girls won't know jack all about the math and everything that goes into finance or actuarial science or engineering. Like, if you're just a year or two above, whether that's experience or actual study, good. Now, you have to look out. If you claim to have a doctorate in... I'm this close. I'm turning this off. I'm this close to selling my house, taking the money, and effing off to some no-name third world country where no one can find me. I'm this close. Because apparently I'm some load-bearing individual that everybody has to, like, oh, you gotta, I need you to. And I'm not getting paid for these phone calls. So, for all of you out there who want to get the girls, this is an easy one. If you got enough background and knowledge in a field or a subject, I would say a bachelor's degree, claim you got a master's, claim you have a PhD. The only problem is if you run into a gal, you have a, I claim to have a doctorate in finance. All of a sudden you meet a gal with her actual doctorate in finance, you better fess up. But what are the percent chances? What are the percent chances? All right. Copy to man for $5. Good news, bad news. Cargo container shipping rates out of China. Good news is rates are finally dropping. Bad news is the reason, lack of stuff to ship. Glad I bought my food. Did you buy your food? I bought toilet paper last night too, even though I bought several rolls, big bundles, a month ago. Don't worry. All those liberal arts majors, they're experts in supply chain management. Copy to man, $5. Many Chinese factories are closing 1 or 2 days per week to cut down on energy use. People might want to get Xmas shopping done early. Why? we had this thing called nuclear power for the longest time. It's been available, but apparently we don't want it. I don't care. Watch me not care. I got mine. You got yours. Chase, $5 is a sign you need to have a paid call-in show. No, this has nothing to do with the show. This is other people in my personal, not so personal life where they need. And how much you want to bet no one's going to listen to me? Boop-a-doo, boop-a-doo, boop-a-doo. Is that it? That's it. See you guys later. Toodles.